This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Happy Thursday. We like to call it Friday Eve.
Or as I like to call it, Thursday.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about. We did a lot of local in the last hour. We'll get back to some of that as well. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, we talked about Brenda Sacco being sworn in as the Lackawanna County Commissioner, at least until the special election. And then who knows what the hell is going to happen. I mean, honestly, folks, you've got to either go back and listen to that. We will revisit that later this morning. But she is in it to stay, even with a special election coming up. And there's a number of scenarios where that could still happen. It's wild. It's wild. Meanwhile, we now know that what they're doing at the White House construction-wise is a whole hell of a lot bigger than they ever let on. The entire East Wing of the White House will be demolished within days. Within days. Do we have what he said first would happen? Back his early statement. Yeah. He had an early statement.
Yes, we do.
When he had talked about putting a ballroom or adding a ballroom onto the existing structure.
This is, again, we're talking about it, how about the current existing structures and what would or wouldn't happen.
It won't interfere with the current building. It won't be. It'll be near it, but not touching it, and pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of. It's my favorite. It's my favorite place. I love it.
So now we're not paying respect to it. Now we're completely disrespecting it. And his love for it is such that it's being demolished. This is a far bigger project. And it's not just $200 million now.
Do you want to hear?
It's $300, yeah. Right. Sorry, did I give it all away?
Spoiler, you know, it's fine. I mean, he talks about this. I will get to this. There's a clip here. He talks about, you know, because it started off, oh, we're just taking part of the East Wing down. We're going to rebuild it. And now, like, flat out just saying what happened here.
We determined that after really a tremendous amount of study with some of the best architects in the world, we determined that really knocking it down, trying to use a little section, you know, the East Wing was not much. There was not much left from the original. It was over the course of 100 years, it was changed. The columns were removed and it was a much different building. Then a story was added on in 1948, 1949. There was a story added on, which was not particularly nice. And the building was very, very much changed from what it was originally. It was never thought of as being much. It was a very small building. And rather than allowing that to hurt a very expensive, beautiful building that, frankly, they've been after for years. You have that. I brought these along so people could see. But it's, you know, there's a relative.
Shows all the pictures,
right?
Nobody's actually seen anything quite like it.
No, I'm sure we haven't because it dwarfs
it.
It's
one of the great ballrooms anywhere in the world.
Why?
It's about $300 million. It's set to do.
That was the first time he had said that.
$300 million. I want to know exactly from the officials at all these companies. Are you really paying for this thing? Did you know the scope of this thing? The National Trust for Historic Preservation is a nonprofit agency which was created by Congress to help preserve historic buildings. They are warning the administration that the planned ballroom will overwhelm the White House itself. Here's the quote. We respectfully urge the administration and the National Park Service to pause demolition until plans for the proposed ballroom go through the legally required public review processes. Now, the White House is saying it hasn't been required to submit plans for review because only demolition and not technically construction has begun. That is insane. You what? We're going to rip it all down and then we'll go ask for something. And how many times do you need to have a place for 925 people to congregate there? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he likes Mar-a-Lago, you know, the country club extraordinaire, fancy, fancy schmancy, where he can go and have everybody come and kiss his ring. This is wild. I can't even imagine when you would need to have 1,000 people. If you do, it is very few and far between. What a security nightmare that would be. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The entire administration and countries, other leaders, all in one huge building that overwhelms the rest of the White House.
To justify a lot of this, there's some tendencies in how they set these things up. Even with that, he said, you know, we determined after a really tremendous amount of study with the best architects, we determined that really knocking it down, and then he kind of goes into, he doesn't even explain, like he hasn't finished his sentence, knocking it down is the best path forward. He just says knocking it down, and then explains why it's a flawed thing. Same thing when the press secretary back in July had said, look, right now, if the White House wants to have a big event, we have to use unsightly tents.
There's nothing wrong with tents.
Like, teach their own, whatever. Yeah, so to answer your question, but I don't know, maybe they do need it. They lost me with the size of this thing. When you see, it would be like if they put smaller buildings next to the Washington Monument. They're changing. I said yesterday, I like saying it, the silhouette. These iconic silhouettes will be changed forever. And that bothers me. The money doesn't even bother me because our government spends so much damn money that if you take his lawsuit, we talked about it earlier, the one where he's like, oh, he's going to get money from the government to settle a lawsuit, plus the money being put into this, it's like 0.0007% of our federal budget.
It's still insane.
I agree. But like this idea of just knocking it down and then figuring it out. None of us could do something like that.
No, it's horrible. There's no thought to going through the proper channels, to talking to people, to thinking about what this means in the future. Because Donald Trump likes it. Everything about him is about what he likes.
True.
And we know he's trying to model this after what he has in Florida. He's not thinking about this down the road or how necessary this huge monstrosity is. It is bigger than a football field, is what I have seen people say. This thing was supposed to, I could even see if you left the integrity of the East Wing in and add on a ballroom that is of a size that would not dwarf, you know, this, but would have just been something that, and you know, in addition, this is a complete change. If you see the pictures, this doesn't even look like the White House anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That to me bothers me more than that bothers me almost more than anything. Almost how like 9/11 changed the New York skyline forever, and that was
just one man's vanity.
Yeah, I think there might be a bigger. And no one said this, but why would you need that many people? Maybe it's changing priorities. The same person who says they're planning a UFC event on the White House lawn. Sounds to me this is turning into an entertainment complex.
Sounds like he just wants to hold court to people every day. And then he can schmooze people and, you know, do the grift and continue the grift. That's all this is. He never does anything to benefit anybody but himself. He has to benefit himself. That is what I have seen over and over again. And we still don't know. I would love for the news media to really get to the bottom of this, because he says a lot of things that don't come to fruition. He's like, don't worry about it. I got people who are going to pay for it. I'd like to know, is that true? Did these companies really say that? And every one of these companies needs to be asked, are you okay with what they are doing to the White House? You know, he's saying, oh, 100% paid for by me and some friends of mine. If you think Donald Trump is paying any of that, I really think you haven't been paying attention. The cost estimate has gone from $200 million to $300 million. And, hey, you can support his crazy policies all you want. You think this is okay? What's amazing to me are people who can't even separate things out, who can't say, oh, I like what he's doing here and here, but, you know, that's too far. It's almost like everybody has to go whatever he wants because, it, you know, oh, we're ticking off liberals. You're not just ticking off liberals. There are other people who are not happy about this. I don't think they're going to say it. I don't think Republicans are going to say it, but I know inside they're probably going, holy crap, what is he doing? And you know you'd be going apoplectic if this were a Democrat. And you can't compare it to someone who took a tennis court and turned it into a basketball court. Or you can't compare it to a former president who actually went through the proper process, explained why the renovations were necessary because of, you know, structural or other like integrity being compromised, as opposed to someone's vanity project. So no full list of donors has been released. They didn't even go through the proper inspections. This is crazy.
It's just a lie after a lie.
Oh, nothing's going to be touched. It's just an addition. I respect, you know, this building. And then now it's a complete demolition. This is not a restoration. This is a demolition of the East Wing. Oh, how would you feel if you just knocked the whole thing down and started it over again? I mean, I'm really curious to what the line is for people. I think we need to start asking people, what's your line? I mean, where are we at here? Because it looks to me like he's creating a place where he could live. So what are you going to say if Donald Trump says, I'm going to run again? We're going to change the rules. I just want to know where people's line is, because all we get is, oh, you're just being alarmist, or, oh, you're, you know, and a lot of the things that we said prior to him getting elected again are all coming true. Project 2025. This is the blueprint that we've been seeing. Not talking about the building here, but everything else. The retribution, the revenge, the punishment of anyone who doesn't agree with him. So I just want to know, where's your red line? Is it all right if you knock the whole thing down?
Are you colorblind? That's my question.
Is it all right if you knock the whole thing down? I'm just, should we set up,
it's a good
should
question.
We ask crazy questions now so that when it, or if something happens, you could actually be on the record as going, yeah, that's probably too far. You can text 570-883-0098. I love hearing from you guys. Agree or disagree, you can send us. I love that when people say something like, why don't you just wait till you see it before you say anything? Well, that's not how this usually works. So we shouldn't say anything. They build it. And then afterwards we go, oh, crap, that's horrible. Then what do you do? Like, what is wrong with some of you people? I just have to ask that. You don't wait till you do something and then afterwards think, I wonder if that was appropriate. Like, seriously, is this how you live your life?
No.
You just let other people do something and then go, I'll wait till they're done and then I'll figure out if I like it or not. Oh, my gosh.
That's a way of thinking that we all make that mistake, and then it leads to us saying, I won't do that again. I won't make that mistake. Data centers. Nobody's going, let's just let them build it and we'll see what happens. Is anyone arguing that? I mean,
it's kind of like saying to someone, okay, this is my house. Go ham on it, and then afterwards I'll look at the cost and what you did, and I'll let you know whether I like it or not.
You don't get the estimate after the repairs.
Ridiculous. Okay. Come on, people. What are you doing? What are you saying? This thing is bigger than a football field. It's like the most, it's ostentatious, it's disgusting, it's changed the entire landscape, and this is not Donald Trump's house. This is the people's house. There's a process that you go through. You don't go, we'll blow it up first, and then we'll talk to you about
it. It's just part of it, Nancy.
We are not, they literally, the administration, one official said, well, you know, we're just in demolition phase. We don't have to propose anything until we get to the actual design and construction.
That
are
really,
you kidding
that
me?
That can't be the way it is.
Honest to God, they'll say anything. He'll say he has people who pay for it. Then he just magically asks for $230 million, brings this up as a possibility from the DOJ. And you do realize that's Americans' taxpayers' money. Yeah. That he now, and it just happens to be close to the amount of money he'd like for this monstrosity. He wants something like Mar-a-Lago. He wants this large, glittery. It's so like everything about this is starting to look more like what happened. And I'm not talking about a revolution, but during that time frame, you know, the whole we're going to party with our wealthy people. We're going to hurt the poor and the people who are struggling. We're going to be, you know, out there partying and let them eat cake while we are in our gold festooned, you know, Versailles here on the grounds of the White House. It's insane.
I used the let them eat cake now comparison 2 years ago, and someone was like, that's absurd. I hope it is. It remains absurd. I had casually just thrown this in there, and I wanted to make one extra point on this. You said, what kind of event will they ever have where you'll have 900 people for this ballroom? And I said, it sounds like they're turning it into – they potentially could be turning this into their own entertainment complex. I mentioned UFC is doing a show. Donald Trump has commissioned this UFC show to be on the lawn of the White House. UFC usually does shows around the country, around the world, and fans can go in. I looked, and all signs are pointing to this is a private invite-only event. So now we're talking about it's gone from the people's house to the person's house.
Sure.
And what so is it going to be high-level entertainment events that are
well,
only open to
the Kennedy Center, you know?
What I'm saying is there are other things. So I start to question that. At what point does it become, like what you're saying, these exclusive events? Apparently the UFC event, they're planning on letting regular people watch it from an off-site location.
It's all ridiculous. So, one event doesn't mean you build something, this monstrosity.
But are there
this
bigger plans there to have these exclusive?
It's just going to be him sitting around letting people come kiss the ring. Someone says, it is said the White House is the people's house. Go knock on the door, say you want to look around, see how far you get. Do you not understand? Do you not understand? When we say it's the people's house, it is for the American people. Not that we're going to go in there and live there, but our president is there as a renter for four or 8 years, and that's pretty much it. So everything you do there is not just for your ego and vanity. It is for America. It is not for just you.
The White House is like the company car that comes as a perk with that job. You don't go and repaint it, put hydraulics in it, and make it your own like little whip. you don't go create. You shouldn't do that. And
I
that
mean, in the past, they've done things like, okay, they'll put a pool in and you go through the process. Or you go, you know what? I don't play tennis like Barack Obama. I play basketball. So they just had to change the court for basketball. And Michelle Obama wanted a vegetable garden, right? So she had...
What a loser!
I know, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So, you know, but here they've... I guess the Rose Garden has already been paved over. Right. Trump already did that.
That was an eye roller, but whatever that happens.
Now we've got this building that will dwarf the rest of the White House. It's nuts. A lot of you have been checking in. And again, you keep doing the, well, they changed it back then. It's a process. There's a process you go through and you maintain the integrity of the building. And if there's something structurally wrong, then, you know, you let people know. And they all agree, Congress, and, you know, we have a system set up. Not blow it up, and then we'll talk about it later. But some of you look like you'd be pretty much on board with anything he does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning. We got stuff to talk about.
Thank goodness.
Local
if we didn't,
news.
What would we do?
We are a bit confused about what's going on in Lackawanna County with this commissioner vacancy, which has now been filled, at least for the short term, by Brenda Sacco, who would like to fill out the remainder of McGloin's term, which is a couple of years. And conflicting comments in the last few days from the Democrat Party in Lackawanna County's executive committee chairman, Chris Patrick. So we're all kind of wondering what's going on here. Democrat Brenda Sacco took the oath of office yesterday. And this is after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that the Home Rule Charter with the, you know, position that it would be up to the party committee to put the three names before the judges and the judges select from that. They already did that. Brenda Sacco was chosen, but there were appeals. And meanwhile, while the appeals were going on, there was a vote for a special election. Bill Gaughan, along with one of the judges who was filling in on the commissioner board because it was vacant, they both agreed to have a special election on November the 4th. Now, Brenda Sacco did not decide to run, but Tom Welby was chosen to run for the Democrats. There's also an independent who is running as well, and that is Michael Cappellini. And there's a Republican, Chet Murley. So you folks will vote in Lackawanna County on who should fill that term. But there's some question as to whether even Tom Welby would serve that term if he wins. And I only say this because that's what's in a couple of news reports. The Scranton Times Tribune said Chris Patrick stressed Wednesday there will be a special election. He's encouraging voters to cast ballots, but said the County Democratic Party is not taking a position on who should serve, Welby or Sacco, if Welby ultimately wins the November 4th contest. He says, our position is Brenda will serve as commissioner. There will be a special election, and then we will see what happens with that going forward.
That's an absurd quote.
So now, Brenda Sacco and the committee, they can, and Brenda Sacco has, you know, she had fought this special election and it didn't go well. They would not stop the special election. There were a couple of courts that did so, including the state Commonwealth Court. But she can continue to argue, and if she is victorious, say it went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, she should have had it in the first place. There shouldn't have been a special election, blah, blah, blah. If that's the case, then she could serve it out, right? But what happens if that doesn't happen? Is there's a possibility that a Tom Welby, he was at her swearing in. So I think a good question would be to ask Tom Welby, if you win on November 4th, will you serve the rest of that term? Because there are some people who are wondering, and I've posited it myself, I don't know. Is there a possibility Tom Welby could win and then say, you know what, I'm going to step aside because Brenda Sacco should have been here. And then they can do the process that already the state has said could be done. And they'd submit the same three names or they'd throw another one in. And most likely the judges would pick the same person. And there we go and all over again.
Ironically, they should finalize it by Groundhog Day because it's the same crap over and over
Well, no,
again.
Because in this case, at least we know where the court stands. And that process,
time,
I don't like that process. I think it should always go to a special election. And so we're kind of wondering what's going to happen. Meanwhile, she is there for like, what, 12 more days now before the election?
12 very important days.
Before the election.
Yes.
I don't know how soon after the special election someone is sworn in after they win. I don't, you know.
I think it's right afterward. I thought so.
I would think so.
Yeah, I can look
But she did say she is considering whether to delay implementation of a reassessment. That is something that Chris Cermak wants to do. That is something that the Democrat contender Tom Welby is running on, possibly delaying implementation of a reassessment. So could she go in there with Republican Chris Cermak and vote to delay? And there would be obviously some kind of that could trigger penalties because of this litigation that had led to them doing a reassessment in the first place.
With all of this absurdity and things being delayed at this pace, we will never see the completion of the Lackawanna County Commissioner Ballroom.
No,
it will never get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
get done.
Let's take a look at that forecast for Northeast Pennsylvania. Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Another awesome day to be alive. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. So, Jason and Nancy, I had this revelation looking at the climatological data today, and it hit me like a rock. Are you ready for this? This weekend is the last weekend of daylight saving time. Next weekend, next Sunday, the clocks go back. It'll be dark at 5 o'clock. That's about as early as it can get with that clock change. So, woo, baby, we're diving in deep. Today, much like yesterday, clouds, breaks of sun, passing shower. Go ahead and walk the dog. Enjoy yourself. High temperatures in the breezy low to mid-50s. Same thing tomorrow, cloud, sun, and low 50s. Now, the weekend should be dry, both Saturday and Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, low to mid-50s. And it probably will stay dry through Monday, Tuesday, and maybe even into Wednesday of next week, with still low to mid-50s. Average high now, upper 50s to near 60, so we're a little bit below average. But Nancy, get ready for darkness next Sunday. Dun, dun, dun. All the more reason to live it up while you can, here and now. Make it a good week.
Well, thank you, Joe. Here,
by the way,
now.
He said, as soon as he said this is the last week before we change the clocks, I didn't hear anything else he said. All I kept thinking is, fall back, extra sleep. That's all I kept thinking in my head.
Oh, I always think like, what is it? Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
You say extra sleep.
Well, no, I mean, it's the spring. I cut out the spring part because we're getting fall. But fall back, I'm like, well, I'm going to get extra sleep. That's all I'm thinking. And that's kind of amazing.
All right. Well, we're at 47 degrees. Cloudy skies at your official weather station, WILK. All right. So we're going to go a little lighter here for a moment because we had a lot of heavy stuff today. If you're planning, and a lot of people plan the end of a year for the next year's vacation, do you get travel insurance? And that's just something to think about. Now, most places you go, if you go to a travel agent, they'll say, get the insurance. But many people don't get insurance. And some of you may go, well, they want you to because they get a cut of the commission, blah, blah, blah. I have learned in time that you should get the insurance. Now, it also depends what you're doing, where you're going. If you're taking a flight and you're connecting, let's say, to a cruise, you got to be careful because if you miss, you know, a delay on a flight, a cancellation of a flight, you miss the cruise. I'm using this as an example. Then you've got to get to the next location. Like, these are the things that are important. But also, you have to take into consideration, God forbid some family emergency happens. Someone's health takes a turn for the worst, right? I'm looking at a survey which was done. 66% of young people travel without insurance. Over half say nothing will go wrong. They did a survey of 2,000 adults. 58% of Gen Z and millennial travelers avoid coverage due to high costs. Usually it comes to like 10% of the cost of your trip is what they say you should estimate.
I always look at it and think extra fees, but then I question myself and can't make a decision.
Right. Now, 29% of those who go on, trips say that eventually they file claims averaging nearly $5,000. Top claim reasons: canceled holidays from unforeseen circumstances like illness. Nearly half claim for travel delays. 45% need help during medical emergencies abroad. That's a big reason why you need to get it. Other common claims involve delayed or damaged baggage and theft. The biggest travel fear among those who were surveyed say medical emergencies away from home. That is critically important because and there are some that have primary medical and then secondary medical. There's a lot to look into. I would never, ever, ever take a trip again without getting some type of travel insurance, only because I've had to use it before for reasons, including a family member illness that happened quite quickly. And there's something different to be said also depending on, you know, are you just going to the beach? I still get it even going to the beach because you never know about weather.
Right.
And some insurances will cover only if, you know, the place is not habitable. Like, you have to look into the fine print. But I know of people who had an illness or injury on some island, let's say, And some insurances will cover, you know, the flight to get you to back to the States so you can get medical care while others don't. Do you know how much it costs to do that?
Then probably
you...
pretty cheap, right?
No, what's expensive.
What's the copay for a flight?
Or you're going to have to get your medical care at the place where you're at. There's a lot of things to take into consideration.
Probably out of network.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
So these are just things to take into consideration. You could tell us your travel insurance issue. Maybe you didn't have it and you found out why it was important to have. Did you see that Toys R Us is going to be opening 30 new stores ahead of the holidays?
Again, little pop-up stores all over.
Staging a comeback. There will be some flagship stores. There's none around us here. But the pop-up holiday shop, the closest one to us, looks like it's in the King of Prussia Mall in King of Prussia.
Whatever that like America Mall is in New Jersey, they have one.
They have one there.
But that's I think King of Prussia is closer. It definitely is.
Well, you could, depending on where you might be heading on out to. But there are, you can look it up. There's a store locator map in case you're traveling elsewhere. But I remember the good old days of Toys R Us. And when you take a kid in there, oh my gosh, it was like Christmas every time, no matter the time of the year.
I grew up with Toys R Us in Jersey. My wife grew up in Dixon City and there wasn't a Toys R Us until later. So she doesn't have that same nostalgia. My son had so much nostalgia. Like, he was obsessed with it. And like the day we told him it was going out of business, trying to explain that to like a 4-year-old.
Right.
I think it changed him forever. Like he got very like it like almost stunted his childhood because something he just loved. It would be like saying ice cream is gone forever.
Do you remember the giraffe with the suitcase when he was leaving? The iconic
Jeffrey.
Mascot. Yeah, it was so sad. Look, I had a feeling it was going to happen as someone. They were there and then when the online shopping became a big deal, they were way behind the other places in order and pick up. You know, they did order and have it delivered, but it took forever for them to get to where you could order something and pick it up in the store. Like, they literally were way behind when that whole online shopping thing. I think that really cost them, but they also had very high prices. So you could get a lot of stuff cheaper online than you could get there. Anyway, they're back. If you'd like to go and relive it, the one that's the pop-up again, you can go to the King of Prussia Mall and check it out for yourself at Toys R Us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.